Welcome to the Tutor Podcast, the only weekly show for anyone who is in the business of helping people. If you're a tutor, a teacher, or a coach, the Tutor Podcast will help you start, grow, and love your tutoring business in plain English without the buzzwords and BS. If you want to make more money and make more of a difference, the Tutor Podcast will be with you every step of the way.
Hi, it's Neil Camardo here with episode 320 of the Tutor Podcast, the Monday morning show for anyone who wants to start, grow, and love their tutoring, teaching, or coaching business the same way I love mine. As usual, I'm here to share ideas and insights I've had, borrowed, stolen, synthesized, purloined, or assimilated over the 25 years I've been in business, from the tens of thousands of pounds I've invested and continue to invest in my own training and education, and anything I've been able to distill or pull out from the hundreds of books I've consumed over the years, and to give it to you in a no-nonsense, no-BS kind of way. You see, I reckon if I can do that, and give you some of what I've found useful, then you'll get some of the same improvements that I've had by making my own life run more smoothly, reduce the effort, add a lot more fun, and make the business more profitable. All the time, making my teaching more effective and allowing me to move through the world, leaving everyone I interact with feeling a little bit better because they met me. If you're okay with that, let's just crack on with today, shall we? Now, there's allegedly an old Chinese saying that goes like this. Man with open mouth, wait a long time for roast duck to fly in. Now, that's a nice image and it's quite comedic, but it's actually saying something very important. What it's saying is don't leave it to chance. Don't sit there with your mouth hanging open, waiting for something that you really want to somehow or other land in your lap, or in this case, the roast duck fly into your open mouth. No, don't leave it to chance, ever. What that saying is really all about is an invocation to get out there, get after it and make it happen. It, you might ask, well, what is the it that you're going to make happen? Well, it you want is the thing you want, the carrot that you and I dangle in front of us to haul our sorry asses forward, hopefully towards a noble goal of some sort, something which is, hopefully, truly worthy of our time, attention, and effort and energy. Maybe, like I am, you're flabbergasted by how many people have no worthwhile goal. Look around you, they're everywhere. If you ask them what they want, they'll tell you they want to be happy or have a good life or... it's exasperating. If you ask them what happiness looks like to them, what that good life actually looks like, smells like, feels like, and what they're doing in it, they haven't got a clue. Part of the goal-setting process for me and most successful people is... get really certain about what it is you want. Know what it is. Because if you ask these people who don't have what I would call hard goals, mean well-defined and well-visualized goals, they're so vague, so nebulous and foggy, then they're really not goals at all. I suppose that the people like that are like the man in the proverb, waiting with his mouth open, hoping for the roast duck to fly in. But they don't even know what a roast duck looks, smells, or tastes like. Now, for sure, a roast duck might happen to fly in there. Long shot, but it could happen. But would the man even know to close his mouth to prevent the duck from flying back out again? You better know your duck, squire. Because if you don't know your duck, how are you going to go and get it? When you do know your duck, don't wait for it to fly in to your mouth in some random kind of way. Get out there and start hunting the duck down. So find out what your duck actually looks like. Find out what your duck sounds like, how it flies, how it moves, where it likes to live and when's the best time to see your duck. Go get your duck. Don't wait for it to happen by chance, because the odds don't stack that way. Everybody knows that a serious hunter will bag a lot more ducks than slack-jawed gawpers who don't even know what a duck looks like. It really is that simple. Success demands effort. In the same way that successful hunting demands effort. And that's why so few people get what they dream of. Because those dreams, for you to achieve them, ask something from you in return for the prize. Now, most people won't make that trade and then sit there and bemoan their lack of luck and the absence of flying roast ducks in their mush. So you guys, you, me and the rest of this tribe, go get your duck. Go and stalk it every single day. Close in on it and prevent it from escaping. And reach out and grab it. For sure, the man with open mouth wait a long time for roast duck to fly in. But that starving, hungry man would fare a lot better if he took daily, stealthy steps in pursuit of the duck in the place where the ducks are to be found. So keep moving. Relentless in your pursuit of what's worthy of your time, effort, and your energy. What's worthy of your attention and your passion. Today, go hunt your duck. Whatever form it takes for you, define it, know it, live it. And when you know what your duck is, I want to hear about it. Drop me an email, it's info@neilcambino.com. And if that helps you at all to get clear, then this has been worth my time. And if the show helps you at all, get in touch. Email is info@neilcambino.com. If you have any questions or suggestions you'd like to hear about in the show, just get in touch. Remember, I'm here to listen as well as talk, because I don't have all the answers, so maybe you guys can help me by sharing what you know. The email address again is info@neilcambino.com. And of course, you can follow me on X, where I am at Tudor Podcast. If you haven't already done so, please like and subscribe to the podcast. And as always, I'll be back next week with more no BS ideas, more tips to help you to start, grow, and love your tutoring business just like I love mine. I hope this podcast has got you thinking and has been some help to you. Till next time, stay healthy, stay useful, and have a fabulous day, me duck.
Get in touch with the Tutor Podcast via email or social media, and the Tutor Podcast team will be listening. Subscribe on iTunes and you'll automatically get the latest episode directly sent to your device. And remember to share, rate and review TTP so that we can help other people to start, grow and love their tutoring businesses.